Key lawmakers in Montpelier are questioning Governor Phil Scott's plan to finance a $7 million increase in child care funds. They say the proposal is a raid on the state's education fund, and they're not happy about it. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Last year, lawmakers made an important decision concerning the allocation of money to the education fund. They dedicated all sales tax revenue to the education fund instead of transferring money every year from the general budget. Here's why this change is causing a problem with the governor's plan to increase child care funding. Scott wants to use $7 million from an expansion of the internet sales tax to pay for the child care hike. House Ways and Means Chairwoman Janet Ansel says this money should go to the education fund, not to child care.
I think that decision to put all the sales and use tax money in the education fund was a sound decision. I think we ought to stick with it. And if we agree that funding child care is a priority, then we should be honest about how much it's going to cost and how we raise money for it.
Senate Finance Chairwoman Ann Cummings has similar concerns.
That's money that would arguably lower property taxes. And I think some of us are a little uncomfortable with, before we've had 1 year of experience, we start raiding the Ed Fund.
But Finance and Management Commissioner Adam Gresham defends the governor's approach.
We're not raiding the Ed Fund. This is new revenue, the first $7 million of which we are redirecting to the Child Care Financial Assistance Program. So we're not actually taking revenue out of the education fund. We're generating additional revenue and directing a portion of it to child care.
Carolyn Wesley of the child care group Building Bright Futures supports the governor's plan.
Building Bright Futures is very pleased to see that the governor's budget recognizes the child care crisis facing Vermonters and is proposing funding to make child care more affordable for families. It is a terrific use of new revenue.
The dispute could have a direct impact on next year's state budget and the state's property tax rate for education. And if lawmakers choose a different funding source for child care, it could test Governor Scott's pledge not to raise any broad-based taxes. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.